The reason people aren't financially free is they don't know what to do and they don't know where to start. I want you to join Joey and I at the Virtual Inner Circle Live, April the 4th through the 6th, as we share with you the exact answers to those questions. We only do this event one time per year. I don't want you to miss out. Go to wealthwalkwallstreet.com/live and enter promo code podcast. When you're at this event, you're going to get your investor DNA. You're going to get access to up to 6 different passive income strategies. So you know, leaving this event, exactly what to do, taking our decades of knowledge so that you can start becoming financially free. Go to wealthwalkwallstreet.com/live and enter the promo code podcast.
All right, Joey, I've got to apologize to you.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry that I bust your chops constantly about 100unicorns.com not making any money.
Well, I mean, I deserve it. I don't understand.
Well, you know, I'm a forgetful person. My wife tells me I forget everything constantly.
Yeah.
And there was a business that I was just reminded of that I started. It was going to be an online business.
Okay.
Right. It was kind of pre-e-commerce, at least like the fad.
That at least what we know today. Yeah.
Like the excitement, or e-commerce has been around for a while, but many, many years ago, me and 2 other guys had this amazing idea. You know, Megan, as a dentist, every once in a while, she'd have the need where an employee was going to be out and needed to have a temporary employee come in, and whether it was a hygienist or assistant or whatever. And she would always come home and she would complain about the fact that the company that she had to go through, this just local lady she had to talk to, like that lady had the keys to everything. There was no, like, she just had to take whoever she was going to send her. And sometimes people would show up. They'd show up with, like, cigarettes in hand. Some of them would show up with, like, gold teeth. I mean, you know, like, it was just not who she wanted representing her and dealing with her patients.
Sure.
And she was complaining about this. And so me and these 2 other guys were like, well, man, we see a need. We can create opportunity. And so we came up with this amazing business idea. It was going to be called iConnectDental.com. And it was where we were going to take temporary people who wanted to work in an office or could work in an office, maybe didn't have a full-time job in the dental world, and dentists who needed them, and be able to connect those two.
Like on a Facebook group or?
Yeah, we had a platform we were building it out on where it was going to be.
Like a website.
Yeah. And I don't even remember all the details to it because, of course, I was the idea guy.
Shocking.
We had a guy that was a tech guy, supposedly. And so we were doing all of this research and you know, we poured some decent money into it a piece. You know, back in those days, it was a lot of money. Today, it we'd probably laugh about how little it was, 10 or 15 grand a piece. But it was a lot of money to me then. And I just remembered, like, we never even got that thing to market. We spent, like, you at least have on 100unicorns.com, you at least have a website.
There is a website.
You told me the other day you made at least one sale.
Exactly, with no promotion.
I have never did iConnect Dental make any sales. We had a Facebook page. It probably still could exist today, I assume. I don't know. I haven't been to it. But that was it. And we started, you know, our tech guy was working on the website, but the technical parts of it, we never got through. And I only thing I have now is like a username to a bank account that exists because of that. And to be honest, I use that bank, you know, I have 5 or 6 different bank accounts in different places, and I use that user ID, and I never even considered the fact that there is one of those stupid tax that I had paid in the past.
Well, you can call it a stupid tax. I would say you just failed forward.
I mean, I failed. Where's the forward part in it?
Well, I mean, you have several businesses that are not flailing or never got off the ground now.
Well,
you learned some things.
That is true.
You had to have somebody to get it off the ground for you.
Well, I will say I learned from that. Now looking back, have better partners. Now, you know, and I mean, technically one of the partners was amazing. He had an ability to help connect the dentist and connect the people in it. The other person was the one that couldn't really help us with the tech
implementer.
Part.
You had to have an implementer.
We needed an implementer. We had a lot of ideas flowing, just not a lot of implementation flow.
All right, but what does that have to do with our guest today, David Karcher.
Well, we are having a client, a friend first, but a client, someone that's in this community who has implemented infinite banking, who's on the journey like you are to financial freedom, who came and said, hey, look, I knew about this for 5 or 6 years. I knew you guys. And even though I heard Nelson Nash speak in a seminar, he was one of the few people who actually that's in our community actually was able to hear Nelson live. He's like, I still couldn't pull the trigger. I had these hangups. And he talks about in this interview that he that cost him, right?
Not being he called it a stupid test.
Yeah, not being able to pull the trigger on this. You know, he goes through and he'll talk about an example of sending one daughter to college and having to pay cash for it, and just the burden of knowing what that lost cost of money for the rest of her life is worth. And but there is a good part to the story, I guess, like the way you try to bring it into my deal that, hey, look, you know, Russ, you got some successful businesses now. David has set up a system. And in this process, he's going to share about how he's going to be impacting 5 generations removed from him now in the future through what he's already taken action on. And if that's not intriguing enough for you to listen, I don't know what is. So let's not listen to Joey and I anymore. Let's listen to our interview with David Karcher.
Welcome to the Wealth Without Wall Street podcast, your guide to understanding how to get out of the Wall Street rat race and start your own mailbox money lifestyle. Now, don't let these handsome Southern draws fool you. These financial minds are teaching our country to enhance savings, increase cash flow, and create passive income, all without the help of Wall Street. Are you ready to break through? Now, here are your hosts, Russ Morgan and Joey Murray.
Man, what a wonderful opportunity to have David Karcher back in the studio. I say back because last time you were sharing your expertise in the reverse mortgage space. But today, we got a lot more to tell, a much bigger story. David, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, guys. I'm excited to be here today.
Well, David, you've kind of come full circle as it relates to the way that you see the world financially through the lens of infinite banking. So I want to take you back. You and I were introduced by Joey, and it's been 10 or 11 years ago, I think. And you were in the mortgage industry, a different segment. He was on the forward mortgage side. You were on the reverse mortgage side.
Right.
And I remember I was intrigued by that concept, and we interviewed you and went through kind of what a reverse mortgage looks like and is it a fit not too long ago on the podcast. But one of the things I remember is, just like everybody, I always want to share what I was doing with infinite banking. And so you were in our office teaching on reverse mortgages. I think I pulled you off to the side and said, here, let me teach you about this becoming your own banker thing and this concept of infinite banking. I want to like hear what your first thoughts of that concept were way back when.
Yeah, it was really, you know, we go back 10, 11 years. It was really kind of a, what, you know, what are you talking about? You know, and you know, I had kind of been brought up in a other traditional mindset, if you want to say, you know, this espoused by, you know, folks on the talk radio. And so, you know, it was life insurance and infinite banking. This was just, I couldn't wrap my head around it, but you did, you persisted and you invited me to a an event that Nelson spoke at, and I'll be forever grateful to have had the opportunity to meet the guy, because now that I'm an infinite banker, I appreciate everything that he says more now today than ever. And anytime I get a chance to hear his voice on an old recording or old podcast, I love listening to that stuff. But you know, I got to listen to Nelson, and you know, the guy really knew how to deliver his material, and it really just made sense. But again, we've been trained, you know, in the financial world that whole life is bad and you know, et cetera, et cetera. You guys know the story and you deal with it every day. But, and so I just could not get I could not unpack all of the luggage, you know, in a timely manner, so to speak. So it took, you know, it took us 3 or 4 or 5 years before I finally pulled the trigger. And started my own policy. And, you know, even then I wasn't 100% sure that I was even doing the right thing, but I trusted you guys because I knew both of you guys and I knew your heart. And I just, I pulled the trigger and after I did it, you know, and I started practicing everything that we teach, it was just like, oh, wow. Okay. Now I get it. Now the dots are starting to connect. Right. And so, you know, it's just been a game changer for me and for my family. And, man, I'm so excited about where we're headed now. I feel like for the first time in my life, we really have a plan and a destination, and we're headed towards it, you know? And,
yeah.
You know, so, but yeah, well, that's a little bit of that background.
Well, let me ask you this though. You made a really good point there that you knew us personally, which is, I think that's important. I mean, to have a trust factor there. But was there anything else that you can point to that was like, okay, I get it. This is where it clicked. You know, I had to unpack this baggage, the Dave Ramsey baggage, as we'll call it.
Right.
What was it that finally made sense that you can remember?
I think having access to cash, right? I've always had, access to cash one way or another, but it was never cash that was easily replenished. It was never cash that was really growing. It was just something stuck in a traditional bank account, right? So, you know, I would do the, you know, hey, if the car needed repairs or whatever, I'd pull from a savings account and then I would try to replenish that. But once I put money into an infinite banking system and I knew that, hey, that money is growing, whether I need a car repair tomorrow or not, that money is growing. And then when those life events happened and I needed to pull some money out to fix a car or to, you know, HVAC unit, rather than going to the traditional bank, or better yet, the credit card, right, which is just a version of the traditional bank, go to my own stockpile of cash and use it and then replenish it when I could on my terms. And that just was empowering. You know, my whole professional career being in the mortgage business, it's a straight commission type of existence. And so one of the biggest aha moments for me is once I had some cash put back that I knew I could access, it's like that stress level of having to produce every month went down. You know, in our business, every month you start off at zero, right? But the bills keep coming and there's the next month's worth of bills, right? And I know as a sole provider for my family, I have to produce this month. And there's always that underlying layer of stress. But once I had a pile of cash in a system that I knew I could access, it took the pressure off. And all of a sudden, once the pressure was off, actually my business actually grew. And I started doing better. So, you know, there's just lots of little wins along the way that have helped me really appreciate, you know, what infinite banking has done just for me personally, and then the potential and the possibilities, you know, down the road.
I love the way you use the word. It seemed very intentional because you reused it several times, the word system. Yeah. And that to me is, Joey and I have transitioned to talking about this more as a system than just a policy, because I think our brain thinks about a policy, you know, in many ways. One, when I think policy, I think like dictated orders. I think mandate, you know, I think about house rules.
Right.
When I think about a system, I think about a process, something that may be able to be used in multiple different ways. There's some order to it, though. There's some organization. And I love the way that you said that, because really what you're building is a system of cash flow, a system to manage your finance through. I heard a lot of different times where you referred to life events that came up, but also the one that I remember too, sitting in one of Nelson Nash's seminars, and I don't know if the one that you were at happened to be the same one or not, but he had a friend that was a pharmacist for 50 or 60 years, and he came and spoke at one of the last seminars that Nelson did, and he said, you know, I just want to introduce you to this man and somebody I've known for a long time, somebody that I introduced infinite banking too early on whenever I was first coming up with this, like when it was first in my brain before it ever got onto paper. And he implemented, has been a great steward of the resources. And I'm thinking, man, this is going to be cool. What is this guy going to get up and tell us? Like, how many stories is he going to share of the things that he's used this for over his life? And he said, look, you know, I'm not a man of many words, so I'm going to be really kind of to the point. Here's what this system, I think he used that same word. This is what this system has meant to me. It has reduced my stress level immensely from day one. Once I put it in place and I knew what I had, sure. And I've lived my life without that burden of wondering if something were to happen. And as a business owner, we all relate to that, right? Whether you're in commission sales or you're selling a product and you need new customers constantly, that freedom to feel that, you know, the big bear, you know, is standing on your shoulders every single month is huge. I love the way you said that.
Well, you know, it's just the other thing I love about it is just the fact that, you know, I've got this illustration and I kind of know where I'm headed. All I got to do is do my part every month or every year and fulfill my commitment to the system. And the system will tell me exactly where I'll be 20 years from now, 30 years from now, 40 years from now. And so there's comfort in that. You know, in the past, I used the traditional 401k stock market type of plan, and you never knew one day from the next whether you're going to be up or whether you're going to be down. And it was just, you know, it was a roller coaster ride. But having a place to pile cash, having access to that cash, looking for opportunities to put that cash to work. You know, you guys may or may not know, but, you know, I read Rich Dad, Poor Dad 18, 20 years ago and started buying long-term rentals and ATMs and doing all the things, even got some land with some timber on it, you know, but I've been playing that game cash flow, right, for 18 to 20 years, and I about wore out the board. But you know, if you're familiar with that game, as you go around the board, you land on market opportunities, right? And the way you get passive income and win in that game, the same way you win in life, right, is passive income greater than monthly expenses, is you land on those little market opportunities, small deals, get you started, right? A couple hundred dollars of cash flow here, a couple hundred dollars cash flow there, and before you know it, you're all well on your way. But you have to compile cash to get into the big deal category, right? So here I am, you know, 20 years later playing the game. And I'm at that season in life where I'm like, hey, I'm ready now for the big deals. I've seen the little deals. I've been playing with the little deals. Now I have a system where I can compile cash, and now I'm ready for those big deal opportunities to come along, right? That really kick off the passive income so that, you know, this second half is better than the first.
Wow. This podcast is amazing. Almost too amazing, Russ. There's too many ideas and I don't know where to get started creating passive income.
Well, here's the thing, Joey. I think one of the things you need to consider in that statement is what is it costing you to not know? What is it costing you not to take action? I love the statement that says you don't have to be great to start. You just have to start to be great.
If you're struggling on where to start, you have to know what type of investor you are. Know your investor DNA. And if you want to learn more about this, you can join us in our Passport Challenge at wealthwithoutwallstreet.com/passport. Get started today. So you would say that the policy has, I mean, you already had the foundation of the Rich Dad, Poor Dad, Robert Kiyosaki, looking at cash flow, playing that game. But the policies put you in a position to start thinking differently about your opportunities.
Absolutely. And, you know, it all started, you know, for me, it all started 3 years ago when my wife was gifted a very nice check for her birthday. And we had been talking about this whole infinite banking concept. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? Still trying to wrap my head around it. And I got that check. It was a windfall. You know, Nelson talks about windfalls in life, right? And I said, we cannot blow this opportunity. This will fund our first policy. This will fund our first bank. And that's what we did. And I thought, while we're at it, let's take the 529 plans that the twins have and convert them into policies for them. And so we started three policies day one, 3 years ago. And that's what really kicked this whole thing off. And so, you know, here I am now 3+ years later, and, you know, we've added three more policies to the system, right? So, you know, we're up to six, and we've got three generations covered, myself and my wife, my daughters, and, you know, most recently, a grandson. So we're really excited about how that's going to change the future for my girls, and also for now my grandson, who will benefit from this thing 75 years from now when I will be just a distant memory.
Well, okay. So I want to go a little bit further on that. What are some of the other things that go through your mind now, knowing that that system's in place for now your third generation at this point? Like, what are some of the other thoughts that kind of, that you hold on to?
Well, I'm looking for how can I use this system personally for myself, obviously, right? For the next 30, 40 years, however long the Lord gives me, right? But I also am, you know, working with the girls, my girls, and showing them how this system works and encouraging them as soon as they're out of school and in the workforce that, hey, we need to you need to start policies for yourself and take what you can start with what I'm going to give you in the future and really, you know, change the way they do things financially that my wife and I didn't do. You know, in the future, I would hope that they could use their systems to buy houses, to buy cars, where we use traditional mortgage financing and traditional banks, you know, early in our career. So, you know, it's just changing the way we finance life. And life is about finance, right? And I think Nelson said something about that, you know, you finance everything, right? And so, you know, and then teaching, you know, Simon, that, man, you've got a policy that is as old as you are, you know, and how cool will that look when you're 18, you know, and you've got an 18-year-old policy, and when you're 25 and you've got a 25-year-old policy, when you're 70 and you have a 70-year-old policy, and you know, that, and how not to rely on traditional banking, you know, for all of those things.
Well, you set the family up to win. And I love the way that you are thinking down the road. I love the way that you're thinking 70 years in the future, even though you're not going to be there and neither will we, right? Exactly. Like that's a really cool thing. I want to take you back. You said something a second ago that may have caught someone else's ears as well. You mentioned converting your 529 plans that you had on your girls right before they went to college into the Infinite Banking system. Yeah. What was that aha moment to make you do that? Or what was the crux to say, this has to happen?
Well, it really goes back to my oldest daughter. I had a 529 plan for her. And the deal was to get her through college with no student loans. And you know, we were able to do that. And that was one of the things that really kind of propelled me towards Infinite Banking, was because we talked about it before she went to college, Russ, and then I didn't pull the trigger, right? And then 4 years later, the twins are ready to go to college. And I'm like, okay, I had $30,000 in this fund. And thank you, we paid for college, but we've got nothing. We've spent $30,000. Had I put her money into a policy, right, into a system, I could have borrowed from it, still had $30,000 when school was all over with, and she would be well on her way, right? But we didn't do it. So, but when the twins came along, I was like, okay, I'm not going to make this same mistake a second time. And that's how we propelled the twins' 529 plans into their policies.
I love that, because really, and if you're hearing this message from David and you're saying, this sounds really interesting, I don't quite understand all the intricate details, that's okay. We've got actually courses that will teach you this inside of our community. If you go to wealthwallstreet.com/community, you can go and take some of the courses. And one of those courses is Infinite Banking 101. And that course starts to teach one of the key concepts. I think one of the most vital things that exists, Joey, within this process, and I've heard David mention it and refer to it very many times, is that our money is constantly at work. Our money is constantly compounding. And when you understand money at work always for you, right? Nelson said that in the book that most people are at work, and the reasons they're at work is because they don't have enough money at work for them.
That's right.
And when you understand that this policy and this system creates a process for your money to be at work forever, regardless of what you do with it, then you understand the true expense of when you spend cash. And I can hear that pain in your voice when you think about your first daughter and you haven't spent $30,000 for that, and you go, man, how much will that $30,000 truly cost me over her life? What opportunities were missed? What sort of things you've taught her to, you know, when she started making money, to be repaying the loans on that insurance contract that exists, and then what those dollars could have done? And I know that exists, and I'm not trying to, you know, pour salt in the wound here, but that's just, to me, that's the thing that you've gotten, but there's others who are missing. And I think if we can, like, get over that hump, and we understand that we finance everything we buy, like you said, David, then there's this motivation. And I'm really curious to hear kind of what that motivation is now in your life. What are those things that you're striving, having, you know, had enough exposure? Like you said, you guys have got really after this thing. And what do you see? What's next for the Karcher family?
Well, I want to just stop real quick and just say, we've all made the mistakes. We've all made stupid financial mistakes, right? It's okay. We've all cashed in the 401k and paid the penalty tax, right? We've all, you know, done things, but what I love is this system gives me an opportunity to start over and not make the same mistakes that we've made in the past, right? And now going forward, I'm really excited about, you know, establishing a legacy, you know, for my family, right? I want my girls to have access to opportunities that I may not have had access to. And I want them to have a place to go where they have access to cash and a means to capitalize upon those opportunities. I have no idea what the Lord's plans are for my girls. I said, but I hope that whatever opportunities present themselves, I want them to be positioned to take advantage of them, and my grandsons and those that come behind them. You know, I told my wife after we set up Simon's policy that you know, this is an opportunity for us to obviously the policy for a period of time until we transfer it to his parents, who then will have the opportunity to use that policy for a period of time, and then they'll transfer it to him, and then he'll have an opportunity to use that policy for a period of time, and then one day he will pass away and there will be a death benefit that will be left to his kids or grandkids. And when I got to thinking about how, wow, that is 1, 2, 3, 4, potentially 5 generations removed from me. Without words, you know, it's just unbelievable.
That is so awesome. And I think that's the powerful, that's the unseen, right? Yeah. We're going to see a lot of things with this system throughout our lifetime. And you've already mentioned some of the things that you've been involved with. And now that you're looking forward even to some of the big deals, I'd love to hear, is there anything in particular that you're excited to get involved with from a big deal standpoint, you know, here in the next few years that you're compiling cash?
Yeah, I've got a lot of experience with ATMs. And so I really am looking forward to jumping in on some big deal ATM things with some of the people that you've even had on the show in the past. I'm looking, hopefully, with some experience with my real estate, hopefully looking at some bigger opportunities with real estate, you know. So, you know, those are the two things that I have the most experience in. And then, you know, because of this system, I've been able to actually do private lending. I've been in lending my whole life, right? So I've been able to do some private lending and really want to, you know, expand on that as well. So there's just lots of opportunities that I'm thinking about. And so, I mean, you know, this community is full of tremendous opportunities. You just have to find the ones that really, you know, speak to you and you know, because you can't do everything, right? I mean, we would just be chasing our tail.
I try. Opportunities.
You just have to kind of pace yourself and say, okay, wait a minute. That's not what we said we're going to do. You know, let's be patient. Be patient.
I think that must be Joey's middle name is patient, because I keep hearing it come out of his mouth to me all the time.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Well, but it's great wisdom there. I mean, you have seen and experienced a lot of things over the years. So you can speak to that. You know, as you said, you've been, you know, buying the ATM machines, putting them in stores. You've had the rental properties. You've been doing this for a long, long time. And I'm so excited to hear what those new opportunities that come your way are. And I know that they're going to be many more of those opportunities as you have been building your system to a point where you can take advantages of big deals. Man, I you know, we could probably go on and share stories, but I think just stories like this today is what we need to hear. We need to hear that it's okay, like you said, to fail. It's okay that when we heard this concept the first time, that we didn't latch on to it, because I don't know how many times people say, man, I wish I just would have just taken the word on it the first time and did it. You know, I wish I would have started my first policy sooner. I wish I would have put more money in my first policy. All those things. Those are the things that are the most common. But the key is you just take action, and action allows you to learn. I've loved to watch you as you've been progressing through this, find ways to take action, to learn from it, and then to come back and share it on this podcast is really a blessing. And we're so grateful to have you.
Well, I'm grateful to you guys. And I just, you know, want to be a big advocate for you guys in this community. So, I mean, you know, it's one thing to hear it from you guys, right? You guys are supposed to say all these things, right? But you know, I'm just a knucklehead, you know, in the community, you know, trying to say, hey, I'm here too. And this stuff really works. You know, take a listen to what these guys are saying.
Man, thank you so much for being willing to come on and being such a valuable part of our community and helping us. I mean, even today, just helping us to think long range the way Nelson did and always challenged us to do that. So, man, thanks again for being on.
Absolutely, guys. Appreciate you.
Well, thank you for listening to this episode. If you're challenged by what David shared today, if you're ready to take action, I'm going to call you to one simple step. And it's to go to wealthwhitewallstreet.com/free call. You can get on a 15-minute free coaching call with one of the people that I look to for advice to help me with this process. And these coaches are there to help answer the questions that David had and that you probably have, and to help start setting a plan, or like you, David mentioned, an illustration to see where he's going. And that's the goal, to get clarity within that 15 minutes and to determine whether or not you need to take the next step. And there's lots of opportunities for you to get involved, but that is one that's an easy first step. And I'm calling you to action. Stop procrastinating. Go to wealthwhitewallstreet.com/free call and do that. And as always, thank you for listening. Have an amazing day.
This has been the Wealth Without Wall Street podcast. Don't forget to subscribe to the show to break free of the Wall Street mindset and begin building wealth on your own terms in places you understand, so that your wealth will never run dry. See you next episode.